Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and involved in a situation, so I'm trying to get it worked out. So I'll talk to you for a minute, but I'm going to have to leave the line for a minute to handle some other business. All right, you know, this is NFL football season, and the Los Angeles Rams are still undefeated, and they played in the Los Angeles Coliseum last weekend. And they won by a big margin. They scored a lot of points, and they won. So they're now 5-0 in the season. And the Baltimore Ravens are 4-1. I didn't know they were going to be that good, but it looks like the quarterback, Franco, is doing okay. And the San Francisco 49ers, I think they lost again. This weekend, they were playing against the Cleveland Browns, and I think they lost. Cleveland won their second game this year, this season, and that's an impressive start for Cleveland. And the Dallas Cowboys lost this weekend. They sure did. They lost to somebody. I don't remember who they played, but they lost. And they played at home, and they lost. And the New Orleans Saints, they won again, and they played the Chicago Bears at Soldier Stadium in Chicago, and they beat the Bears. So the New Orleans Saints are on a roll. They've won like 3 in a row, so they're 3-2 going into the season. And our Oakland Raiders lost again to, who did they lose to? They lost to somebody this weekend. They lost in the last 3 seconds or the last 5 seconds of the game that they were trying to go down and score at overtime, and they lost. And let me see. The New England Patriots won again, and that was not unexpected. They've been doing pretty good since their 2 losses in the beginning of the season. And Jacksonville lost to the Titans. The Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. So that was a big upset. A lot of people were disappointed to hear that. And Green Bay lost, and that was an upset. And Minnesota played this weekend, and I'm not sure what their result was. They were losing at halftime, so I don't know what else happened. And the San Diego Chargers, which is now known as the Carson Chargers or the L.A. Chargers, they played in Carson, California, which is their home stadium at Cal State Dominguez Hills. And they were losing at halftime. So I don't know what the final score of that game was. I think the Chargers came back and won. So I don't know. But anyway, that's all I have to tell you about football season. Oh, yeah, the Miami Dolphins won again, and they're 5-0. That's right, I forgot about Miami. They're on a roll. And the Tennessee Titans won again, so they're on a roll too. So that's it for the football news. I have to get back to you with some more information on football a little later on in the week. So that's my report on football. Now, as far as the election is coming up, November 5th, make sure you contact the senator and let them know that you're in favor of them contacting the restaurants and the casinos in Las Vegas to let them know that they need to stop throwing away food, that they need to give the food to the homeless agencies, and they can have the agencies give the food away to the homeless people. And there's an agency called the MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and that organization has contracted with a lot of stores and a lot of restaurants to pick up food and deliver food to the agencies that give food away to the homeless. So they're contracting with all the restaurants and all the stores all across the United States. So they should contact the MEANS and be able to make arrangements to pick up food to be delivered to the homeless. All right, that's it, and that's all that I have for you at this moment. So I'm going to talk to you a little later about my fraternity, about Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Beta, and Lambda Kappa chapter. We're having our reunion this week. In fact, today is the first day of our reunion in Oakland, California. And I was hoping to get in touch with some of my brothers so they could give us some information over the line, and they could tell you what they're doing in Oakland and how they're getting along in Northern California. I haven't been back there since I graduated in 1982, so it's been a few years. But I've been in contact with a few of the brothers, and they're doing real well. Most of them are retired, and we're all retired because we're all 60 or 56, 57, 58, and 59 and 60 years old. So we're all retired right now. We're just living the life. But they had the reunion on October 1st in Oakland, California. And I think they're at Cal State Hayward is where they met at. And I'm not sure. I'm waiting to hear from the brothers now so they can tell us what's happened. All right, Donald, play a song. And then drop the commercial spot. It should be about time for us to pay our bills.
Bum, bum, bubba dum, bum, 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 bubba dum.
Question.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And when I was in college and I was pledging my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we wore the blue and the white. I was known as Serious Business. That was my frat name, Serious Business, because I was serious about the business of getting serious. That's right. I was the vice president of the chapter, and I was the founding father of our chapter, and I was the dean of pledges for the chapter. So I had three roles. And then I was also the stepmaster. I taught all of the steps that we did in the march downs, in the frat shows, in the Greek competition. I taught my chapter all of the moves that we did in the competition. Yes, I was the march master. In fact, when you greeted me, you said, "Greetings, Big Brother Serious Business, alias the dance master, student of the martial arts, and professor of the verbal rap ability." And I emphasize the verbal rap ability. Because I could talk about anything, and I could talk the girls out of everything. Yes, I was very good with the women, and I was smooth with the gentlemen. I was a lover of the ladies and a leader of the men. That's what I did. And I put in 4 years at the university leading my chapters to all kind of awards and all kind of sports accolades. We played basketball in the intramural tournament where we played against the Kappas, who had all 6'5" brothers. But we had good shooters, and we had good passers, and we had good dribblers on our team. I was one of the tallest brothers. I was 6'1", and we had another brother named Gary Jackson, who we called Drac, and he was about 6'2". And then we had a couple other brothers that played on our team that were like 6'3". So we gave the Kappas a pretty good run for their money. The Kappas wore red and white, and they had a couple of 6'5", 6'6" brothers. So they were built to play basketball, and they did really well. They only had one or two players that showed up when it was time for the Kappas to show out. They didn't march in any competition, but they came out when it was basketball time. So they had their big guns come out when it was basketball time. And the Alphas had a couple of players, but their guys weren't much bigger than about 6'2". They didn't have any 6'3", 6'4-inch guys. It was kind of short, but they only had a couple of ball players. The rest of them were just little scrawny guys that weren't really athletic. So the Alphas didn't give us any problems. The Sigmas just went through everybody, except for when we got to the Kappas. We played them in the championship, and they beat us because they had the bigger guys. That was the only reason. But we had a guy on our team. We call him Ice, and he was a shooter. Oh, he could dribble, he could shoot, and he could even dunk. And he was only 5'10". But he was a good ball player, and he was like my best buddy as far as my fraternity brothers. He was my dog, and he was my roommate in college, too. So he played really good when we played basketball. And when we ran track, we got together, and Ice ran with his brothers. He brought his brother, and his brother brought his best friends down from San Francisco because they were from the Bay Area. And they ran on a track team, 4x4 relay. They ran together. So Derek didn't run with the frat. He ran with his brother and his two brothers' best friends. So it was the four of them. And they ran against me, and I, Drac, and Covington, we called him the Rock, and ran against Dr. Duck, who ran fourth man in the relay. Now, Covington ran first leg, and he did pretty good. He was kind of fast. And then he handed off to Drac, and Drac ran pretty good in the second leg. It was even going to hand off to me. I ran third leg, and I chewed him up. Oh, I was fast. I was real fast. And everybody didn't believe that I was that fast. And I came up on the other guys that were running third leg because we got the baton kind of late. And I had to catch up with the guys in the third leg. And I caught him just as we passed the baton to our fourth guy. Well, Dr. Duck was our fourth guy. And we thought he was kind of fast. But it turned out he wasn't fast at all. He was kind of slow. He just acted like he was fast. You know, he had the fast mentality. But he couldn't really run fast. So we ran against the football team. They had players that ran. And the end of their football team, they had running backs and halfbacks that ran the first three legs. And then their last man was a lineman. And he was a big dude. And they thought he was going to be slow. And when Ice's brothers and his friends, they got the baton, and they were winning the race. And they ran up and passed it to the fourth man, And therefore, if man thought he was going to walk away with the race because he was running against a big guy that the football players put up. But the big guy, his name was, Anthony Munoz was his name. And, in fact, you can hear commercials. They talk about him and Gonzalez and some other players that made the Hall of Fame. But they thought he was going to be slow because he was so big. And Derek's friends, they got the baton at the end, and they just kind of jogged because they thought they were going to win hands down. And Anthony Munoz just came out of nowhere, and he walked on the last guy from Brother Ice's family's team. And this guy was a hurdler champ when he was in high school in San Francisco. So he thought he was going to outrun everybody. And he didn't. He got walked on. Anthony Munoz came out of nowhere and walked on him and ended up winning the race. And everybody was like, run, run. And the other dude was like, man, what are you talking about running? This guy can't beat me. I'm fast. And when he turned around, Anthony Munoz was right next to him. And he started running, but it was too late. Anthony Munoz had a full head of speed, he was running. And he actually outran him to the tape. And then our little guy, Dr. Duck, came in third place. He came in and he ran in and he threw the baton down on the ground like he was real tired, like he had really done something. But we ended up finishing third place out of three teams that ran in the relay. So we actually finished last. We were the last place team. But when I passed the baton to Dr. Duck, we were kind of even with the fourth members. So if Dr. Duck had some speed, we could have won that race. We could have chewed them up, but we didn't have no speed at the end. I should have actually run fourth leg, or I should have run one or two legs so we could got a jump on everybody, because I ended up being the fastest guy on the team. And so when we played softball as a fraternity, we had a good softball team. Our fraternity always played good. We had good athletes at my college. We had great athletes. So when we played softball and intramurals, we played really well. We played real well. And we won a lot of games, and a lot of people were surprised that we were so good. But our team was short, but we had a lot of athletes. And they didn't play ball in high school. You know, they just went to school. But I was an athlete. I played ball in high school, and I played ball in college. So when it was time for us to put our sports heads together, I was the captain of the team, and I orchestrated everything. I coached our team, and we always played well. So we had a good time. And football, we played pretty good football. Basketball, we finished second. Baseball, we finished first. And we ran track and we finished third. So we didn't have any speed to run track. But we had a good time. It was a good time in college. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, the brothers in the blue and white were tight. And they were good all day and all night. Yes, sir. And we got into the step shows and we showed out. And that's what we did. All right, it's time for another commercial break. So Donald, play a song and then drop the commercial spot.
Woman like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of the woman. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. But that's all right. You just walk on, baby. You worry about a doggone thing at all. They call that some man somewhere who'll take you, baby, skinny legs and all. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm gonna give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody, please take the lady with the skinny legs. Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now. Will somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
How about you take
it? Yeah, boo. I don't want no woman with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde, but no. So I know the kind of women Clyde like. Go Leroy or take her. Say Leroy. You got it. You won't act like that man ain't yours. Just cause he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out the cleaner, that's all. All right. All right. Act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all. You just walk on, mister. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. They call that some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Clothes. Yes, they will. Let's keep on walking.
Are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas. Man, being in the fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, was the best fun I ever had in college. Because we were in charge of all the activities. When we pledged brothers, we pledged the brothers that ran the school newspaper. They ran the city council. They ran the city government. I mean, we had brothers that had important positions all over the city and all over the college campus. So everywhere we went and any time we wanted to do something, we had the inside track. We would go to one of our brothers and say, hey, man, we need some money for a road trip, or we need to rent the hall for a dance, or we need to use the DJ equipment for a dance, or we had to give a bake sale. We needed the room to do the baking and to have our sweethearts cook our food for us. We had action on everything on the campus. We were in charge. We were large and in charge. And at the time that we started the fraternity at the campus, it was just me and two other guys. And we ended up pledging 12 guys on the first line after I became vice president and I was dean of pledges. I pledged 12 guys. And then after that, we pledged 5 guys. And then we pledged 6 guys. And then we pledged 4 guys. And then we went to another college. We went to Sacramento State College and pledged like 6 guys at Sacramento State. So we had brothers on 2 college campuses. And then we went to the junior college in Fairfield, and we pledged like 5 brothers at Fairfield Junior College. So we started building our group. Our fraternity started to get large, and we had, when I graduated from college in 1982, we had about 40 brothers on campus between the 2 schools, actually between the 3 schools, because we had brothers, in fact, 4 schools. We had Sacramento City College. We had Fairfield City College. We had UC Davis, University of California Davis, and we had California State Sacramento, California State University, Sacramento. So we had 4 colleges where we had pledges at, and we grew in leaps and bounds. Our chapters grew. And by the time I graduated, I had pledged like 40 brothers, and I even started the graduate chapter. I had gone through the city of Sacramento and went to all of the city government agencies, and I met all of the brothers that were working for city government, and I brought them all together, and it was about 10 of them, and I brought them together, and we made up the graduate chapter. And because of my efforts, the graduate chapter became large and in charge. They were there for us whenever we needed them because we were just undergrads, but the graduates had all the money. They were the big-time, big businessmen in the city of Sacramento. So we had them to help us in whatever we wanted to do. So it was good. It was really good. And they always backed our play. And we had a couple of undergrads that got married my senior year. I guess they were seniors too, and they got married, but the girls they married weren't seniors. The brothers were seniors, and they married some undergrads, some girls that were younger, and they married them the year I was graduating. So my brother, The Rock, he married Stacy, and she became a Zeta, and she became my sorority sister, and he married her. And when they got together, she said, I don't like that ugly monkey-looking guy. And I said, baby, he's a good guy. He's just funny-looking, but he's a real nice guy, and he's real smart. So you can go far with him as your husband. And she ended up liking him, and they got married. And I wish I could see what their kids looked like, because she was light, bright, and damn near white, and he was black as coal. And he had hair that stood up straight on his head, and his teeth stuck out. They were all, they didn't even match. I mean, his teeth didn't connect in his mouth. They just stuck out in his face. He was funny looking, but he was smart, and he was my buddy, and he was my roommate. So, you know, we gave Rock all the respect because he was smart. His daddy was a lawyer, and his older brother was a lawyer, and he was going to be a lawyer, and something happened. He got married, and he ended up becoming a school teacher. So that's the last word I heard on him. He was a school teacher in Sacramento. He didn't even go back to San Francisco where he was from. He just ended up getting married and staying in Sacramento. But we had another guy. He pledged out of the junior college. He pledged out of Sacramento City College. But his girlfriend was a Zeta, and she was a sweetheart, and she begged us to pledge her boyfriend. I didn't like him, so I was willing to jack him up. But she pledged, and she talked to the brothers, and she got them to give him a break and to pledge him. So after he became frat, then, you know, we kind of took a liking to him, and he ended up marrying Angie. So they ended up getting married. Now, I don't know if Angie became a doctor, but she was originally going to school to be a doctor, but he wasn't that smart. So we couldn't understand why she was with him, because he wasn't bright at all. He was kind of doofy, kind of goofy looking, and kind of dumb. So we didn't know if he was going to even qualify to be a brother, but I don't think anybody checked his transcripts. I think we pledged him before he finished his first semester at junior college. We pledged him and made him a brother, and that was how that went. And then he got married to Angie, and it was her second year of college when she married him. So I don't know if she ended up finishing school. I'm hoping that she did. She was kind of sweet, and I really liked her a lot, but she wanted to marry that knucklehead, so I didn't say nothing. I was happy for her because they came from San Francisco together. And he came all the way down from San Francisco to go to City College so he could be near his girlfriend. And she was hanging out with me and some other brothers in the fraternity. And he came and kind of just got in the way of everybody. But, you know, they ended up getting married, and it was a good day. So, but I don't know if Angie became a doctor. He wanted to be a doctor, and I don't know if she ever finished school and became a doctor, or if she ended up having a baby, like a lot of women do. They get pregnant, and they end up having babies, and school kind of goes out the window. So I don't know. I haven't talked to her since I graduated. She was still a second-year student and when I left. So hopefully everything went all right with them. And that was two people that got married. And I saw Ice. He came to Las Vegas to visit me, and he was thinking about getting married. He was trying to find a girlfriend so he could get married. And we had another brother named Brian Veal. We called him Frisco Slim. He had a couple of babies by a couple of girls. And so I think he had gotten married, and him and his girlfriend fell out. So he was separated at the time he came to visit me. So he wasn't with his wife anymore. He was visiting his kids, though, and he was trying to get his kids a professional basketball coach so his kids could play professional basketball. That's what he was interested in. He was tall, so he was a good basketball player, but he didn't come into the frat until later on after we were playing all of the frat games. But Frisco Slim was about 6'2", maybe 6'3", and he's living and working here in Vegas now. So I holler at him every now and then when I get a chance to. But I know he's working with his kids, but I don't know if he's still married or if he got a new girlfriend and got married again. I don't know. You know, some men just can't live by themselves. They got to have a girlfriend in order to feel right. So that's the way that goes. Anyway, it's time for another commercial break. Donald, play a song and drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back in a minute.
You can't do the penguin unless you shuffle your feet.
Sometimes them big girls just want to hang out, and they just want to party. Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening to my radio show. Thank you very much to everybody all across Las Vegas and everybody all around the world that's listening to G Money's story, Gregory's stories, that is. And we want to thank you for listening to the show. And today is Monday. It's the start of the week. So I'll do a show tomorrow on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And then on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And then on Friday at 3 o'clock. So we'll be broadcasting 3 more days this week. And on Friday, we dedicated that to solving the homeless problem in Las Vegas. So, everybody around the world, thank you very much for listening to my show today. I'm sure the story was interesting. We had a good conversation, and I'm sure you enjoyed my story about my fraternity, the blue and the white. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're in Oakland right now having our reunion. But unfortunately, I'm here in Vegas doing my radio show. So I can't join the brothers in Oakland, California to do the reunion. But I wish them well. And I'm talking to all of them, and I'll be talking to all of them later on tonight. So I'll pass the best to them from everybody that I'm listening to from the radio show today. So, again, thank you, everybody all over the world, for listening to my show. Thank you all over Las Vegas. And thank you, Donald, for being my engineer. And Big Nasty, if you're listening on the line, give us a shout, because I'm shouting you out, little brother. Everything is cool this way, so I'm surviving. You know how I do. I'm making it happen, Captain, all day long, all day strong. So anyway, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and that's it, and that's all. Good night, y'all. I'm out of here. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you're a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.